I'm here with Kathleen, who's a student in my technology and language revitalization class, and I'd like for her to introduce herself.
Hey, Shwale. Hello, my name's Kathleen, and my language that I chose for my projects was Halkmalan, the upriver dialect, and that's from the Stolo Nation, mainly in Chilliwack.
Great. Tell us a little bit about the program you're in here at UBC.
Well, I'm a master's student doing my Master's of Archival Studies. So it's documents and records, and I'm doing a First Nations concentration, so it's geared more towards Aboriginal communities and intellectual property, copyright, and different knowledge systems. So,
wow, great. What's your particular interest in this class?
Last summer I took an Endangered Languages Revitalization Documentation class, so I thought this would be a good continuation, and I would learn more practical and hands-on tools about how to revitalize and document languages, which is an important part of what I'll be doing if I work with a First Nations community.
Mm-hmm. Great. All of our students are required to work on multimedia projects for the class. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on.
So I created a booklet in Halkmalan. And my knowledge is not very good, so it's very simple. And the Stolo people are called the people of the river, so my book is kind of around that theme, and animals that live in the river.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used iStudio Publisher, because I have a Mac, to create mm-hmm. that. And right now I'm doing the audio for the digital book, which I used iMovie to create the digital book. And I'm just using Audacity right now to incorporate the audio.
Great.
So those are the two of the projects that I'm working on.
So have you studied this language here at UBC?
No, I haven't. I studied a little bit of it at during my undergrad at the University of the Fraser Valley. So I would drive out to Chilliwack and take some courses in Halkmalan there. But it was very beginner, and a lot of it I've forgotten.
Uh-huh. So this is a way for you to get back into the language.
Get back into it, yeah. And I have some friends that are from the Stolo Nation, mm-hmm. so it's kind of nice to be able to use my language, use their language. And
have you told them about some of the projects you're working on?
Not yet, no.
Are you planning to share?
I might in the end, but I'm kind of intimidated right now, and I feel like everything I do is wrong, but I think that they would appreciate the effort.
Yeah, this is all a starting off point, and so it's really nice to, you know, have an outcome at the end, and, you know, it can always improve and grow from there.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. What role do you think multimedia technology has in revitalizing Indigenous languages?
I think it's starting to play a larger role right now, as there's more and more technology, different technologies available, and more information out there. But at the same time, I think it should always be used as a supplement and not as the main focus.
Great. Once you're done with your program here, what are your plans?
Well, I want to work for the government or a First Nations band. So after the summer, I'm doing a professional experience, hopefully either with Tsawwassen or Musqueam, so to get experience.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you for your time, Kathleen.
Thank you.